let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. History's popular award-winning series, Pawn Stars, back with all new episodes, taking us into the colorful world of the pawn business at the Gold and Silver Pawn Shop, the only family-owned pawn shop in Las Vegas. Rick Harrison is the co-founder, co-owner of the world-famous Gold and Silver, co-founded with his father in 1989, Rick only 23 at the time. Called the Born Hustler, he dropped out of high school because he was making $2,000 a week selling fake Gucci bags. Known as the spotter for his ability to spot anything fake or stolen. And besides a new season of Pawn Stars, Rick will also be featured at History's inaugural enthusiast convention, HistoryCon, April 3rd through 5th at the Pasadena Convention Center. 17 seasons, 566 episodes, still going strong. Pawn Stars on History, Mondays, 10 Eastern Pacific, and Rick Harrison, still one of TV's hottest reality stars, our guest on This Week in America. Rick, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Looking forward to this. So much to talk about here. Let's start with this amazing run for Pawn Stars. For so many reality shows, there's sort of a sameness as we watch every week. For Pawn Stars, it's truly different each week. Is that part of the success of the series, do you think?
Well, yeah, I think it is because, like, you have a show about motorcycles. I mean, there's only so many things you can do with a motorcycle. You know what I mean?
Yes.
With my show, it truly is different every week. I mean, just like I say at the beginning of the show, you never know what's going to walk through that door, and that's what keeps it going. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of different things that are collectible, and you know, I'm 17 seasons in, and I'm still getting greater ratings. So, who would ever thought?
Well, that's amazing. And let's go back to the beginning. I think that's what started around 2001, part of a PBS documentary, worked into the TV series. Did you have any idea it would become a series this popular and basically a worldwide hit as well, making the Gold and Silver a major tourist attraction in Las Vegas?
You know, I had no idea. I mean, I was hoping for a season or two. I was hoping it would help out business. You know, it was just... it was sort of like a whirlwind all from the beginning. We were the highest rated premiere in the history of History Channel. But I think that was because people were going through their cable guide and thought it said something besides Pawn Stars.
Another four-letter word there, yes.
Yeah, but within a year after it was on the air, we were the number one rated show on cable. It was just absolutely crazy. So, you know, 11 years later, we're still going.
People would probably say, okay, 17 seasons, you've actually seen it all, plus a number of other years in the business there as well. Have you seen it all, or are you sometimes as surprised at what walks through the door as we are as viewers?
Sometimes I am definitely shocked. because people just come up with it, something, things that just pop up in people's, attics, had no idea mom or dad had them, and there's been a ton of those things over the years, like literally a guy walking in with, I think this is Olympic medal. I found it, father passed away. We go into the garage. It was in a shoebox and going like, yeah, it's an Olympic medal. Was he an athlete? No, we have no idea where he got it. I mean, weird things like that all the time.
Well, how difficult is it for you to make that determination? And you bring the panel of experts in as well, but it's sort of to get the backstory and figure out, okay, is this legit and how much is this really worth? How difficult is that process?
I mean, some things it's not as hard. I mean, you can find comparables for them.
Yes.
Online and things like that. Other times when they're really super rare, it's just sort of a judgment call. How desirable would this object be? And, try and figure out things as close to it as you can to figure out. And, a lot of it's just guesstimating.
Rick Harrison, our guest on This Week in America, star of Pawn Stars, back for a new season on History, Mondays at 10 Eastern Pacific. When someone comes in and they're obviously, maybe not intentionally, but sort of misrepresenting something, and you catch it, I mentioned your nickname is The Spotter. I'm thinking, are these people, are they trying to dupe you, or were they duped into buying something they really think is worth more than what it is?
A lot of the time it's like, it's like that telephone game you played in kindergarten. It's been passed down from a couple generations and the story keeps on getting better and better and better.
Yes.
As it goes. So, you know, people sometimes get really upset when, you know, they think that grandma had the perfect diamond in her wedding ring, and I'm telling them, no, obviously grandpa was cheap.
Whether they want to hear that or not. Well, when you tell them that, do you get yelled at a lot when these people are like, this is a family heirloom, this is a value, and you just said it wasn't worth anything?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they get upset with me. You're just trying to rip me off. Well, like, I'm not trying to rip you off because I don't want it. You know, I'm just trying to explain to you what it is. But, you know, you're sort of like, we refer to it as a dream crusher. And it happens every now and then, you know, like, no, it's fake. It's not real. I'm sorry.
You know, part of the reason, and it's fun, whether you watch it to get a little bit of history or not, suddenly you're brought into this world of history, and you're like a really entertaining history teacher, and we don't have to buy an overpriced textbook. We don't have to go to a classroom. You're there sort of the instructor walking us through this. Talk about where your interest in history came. I'm amazed by your knowledge.
Well, I was a really sick kid. There'd be times I'd be when I grew up, we were lower middle income. You know, my dad was in the Navy, so he was gone a lot. And there's times where I'd be in bed for a couple weeks, and like there was one TV in the house, and in the 1970s, there wasn't nothing for a kid to watch. So my mom would give me books from the library, and I was like 8 years old, and I fell in love with history, and just been reading books on it ever since.
Talk about your dad and the impact that he had on you, certainly on the television audience. And he had this this ability, this rare skill of assessing the value of anything accurately. Where did that come from? And that sounds like a gene that you probably inherited as well.
Okay, my dad was always buying and selling stuff. My dad was an amazing guy. So 20 years in the Navy, you know, he was in Vietnam, four tours in Nam. No, but like, you know, like I said, I was a sick kid. He never treated me any different because I was a sick kid. And, you know, he made me start working construction with him when I was 12 years old. And, you know, I just ended up being in business with him my whole life. So he was an amazing guy, and I miss him terribly.
Well, you worked with him basically from a child on, started the business with your dad. What's it like now as business continues? I get the impression every day he's in the back of your mind, and it's sort of like, what would Dad think about this?
I mean, I do think about him every day. As a matter of fact, I still haven't cleaned out his office, so it's still sitting down there with all this stuff in it. He was just a great old guy, and hope he's proud of me. I think he is.
I'm sure he will be. We're talking with Rick Harrison, star of Pawn Stars on History, back for new season, Mondays 10 Eastern Pacific. Also coming up, and this is exciting, HistoryCon going to happen the 1st of April in Pasadena. Talk about this, because as a history buff, as one of the main talents at History, you'll be there and meeting people. This has to be an exciting weekend coming up for you.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great because it's going to be the 25th anniversary of History Channel, and they decided to do HistoryCon, like a Comic Con, something like that. So there's going to be a whole bunch of talent from History Channel there. Everyone, you know, from people from American Pickers, me and Corey are going to be there. Danny Coker is going to be there from Counting Cars, some people from Swamp People, and they're going to have a bunch of interactive exhibits on history. There's going to be speakers there. You know what? I think it's going to be a really, really fun sort of nerdy weekend where you can learn a little history and have some fun at the same time.
Well, you mentioned that not only the stars from talent will be there. The featured speaker is Doris Kearns Goodwin, best-selling author, Pulitzer Prize winner, who's got her own series, a mini-series, a docu-series on history on Washington. I got a feeling you're going to slip into some of those panel discussions as well with the historians. I think you're looking forward to that as well, probably.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, like I said, I'm a super history nerd, and my understanding it's going to be mostly all American history, and I'm going to be on some panels and everything else like that. And I absolutely love George Washington. He's one of the most amazing people in history. So, and there's all these weird facts about him most people don't know. Like, he was the richest man in the United States.
Interesting. Didn't I know that?
Yeah, he was literally, it's hard to figure out wealth from then to now, but like, basically he was worth right around $25 billion.
Okay, that's staggering. That's staggering.
He owned more, If you figure out a percent of GDP, he would be worth like $25 billion today. He owned just hundreds of thousands of acres of land. And he knew how to buy it and subdivide it and sell it because when he was young, he was a surveyor. And he really knew, he really got to understand the value of land and how to buy it, subdivide it, and sell it to the right people.
And I'm sure you'll be watching the Washington series. I wanted to on history, really want to make sure that I watch that now coming up. Executive produced by Doris Kearns Goodwin. 17th season, what all are we going to see this year? I can't give a whole lot away, I'm sure, but what are some of the variety of items that people will walk through the door with?
Like I said, it never ceases to amaze me all the different stuff we get. But like on Monday night's episode, we're going to have I travel. It's where I went to Boston and actually filmed with a Apple One computer, the actual ones they were making in the garage.
Amazing! Now that's going to be fun.
Those are like in Silicon Valley. That is the ultimate status symbol: is to have one of those framed up on your wall in your office, and they go for just hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I also filmed with the USS Constitution, and believe it or not, you can buy pieces of the USS Constitution because every time they do a restoration, they had to cut out some of the old wood and like some of the copper and other things like that. So I ended up buying a few things like that too there.
It'll be fun to watch the 17th season as it unfolds. A couple minutes left in the program. You collect as well. I'm reading about the Rick Harrison collection out in Vegas. Talk about that. You've got some amazing artifacts there as well.
I opened up another gallery in the Venetian, it's an art gallery plus a bunch of little oddities and things like that. I have everything from a mummy mask in there to Picasso's on the wall and Chagall's to really expensive books and coins, just a little bit of everything. Samurai swords. I think it's a pretty cool store, and people seem to really like it.
Yeah, just taking a look at the pictures is like, okay, that has to be a stop on a trip to Vegas, and for many people it is. They'll plan trips around stopping by the gold and silver there. A minute left in the program. I get the impression, especially after talking with you, this is not old stuff. This is exciting. Every day is an exploration into the human personality as well as history. You're having fun now, aren't you?
No, I absolutely love it. I mean, I'm at a point in my life I could retire tomorrow, but I have a ball doing this. I really enjoy coming into work. It's always different. I love the people I work with, and it's really, really fun. It's I just really enjoy doing it. So, people love to learn history. They just like to learn it from their uncle, not a professor, and that's what I try and do.
With us on the program, Rick Harrison, of course, star of Pawn Stars, back for a new season, Mondays, 10 Eastern Pacific on History. And he'll be featured at the upcoming HistoryCon, April 3rd through 5th, the Pasadena Convention Center. Program information at history.com. All the information, including ticket information for the HistoryCon, will be at historycon.com. You can link onto our website and get all the information as well. Rick, a pleasure. Looking forward to having you on the program. Looking forward to the new season. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.